Good morning. Let's hear more now about the resignation of Eric Shinseki, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. President Obama says he accepted that resignation a short time ago at the White House. He just finished making a statement after the two men held a short private meeting. The president says Shinseki's resignation has been accepted partly for political reasons, in that he says it would be politically difficult for Shinseki to focus on the questions at hand for the VA.
If we need more money, how much more money do we need to ask from Congress? And how am I going to make sure that Congress delivers on that additional funding? That's what I want somebody at the VA focused on, not how are they getting second-guessed and speculation about their futures and so forth and so on. And that was what Rick agreed to as well.
President Obama speaking just a few minutes ago at the White House, saying that he accepted Shinseki's resignation, quote, with considerable regret. Now, NPR's Quil Lawrence covers Veterans Affairs and has been following this story. He's on the line. He's been listening to the president. And Quil, what stood out for you?
Well, that clip you just played where President Obama was essentially saying that this was a political issue, that it was becoming too much of a distraction. He said Shinseki's record of management and his achievements were very impressive, and he went on to list them, a 24% reduction in homelessness, cutting down the backlog, several other things. But he said, the president said, we also have to deal with Congress and with you. So he was saying essentially that this was something that happened in Washington and not as much related to Shinseki's record of management at the VA.
He even managed to say he still trusted Shinseki. He said he was accepting Shinseki's resignation because of, quote, Rick's judgment, speaking of him on a first-name basis and saying he accepted his own judgment.
Exactly. And Shinseki had made a speech just a couple of hours earlier this morning where he said he took all responsibility for this. He said that he had not been aware of the extent of the problem with wait times and specifically with VA clinics that were lying about how fast they were seeing veterans. Now, this is a curious one because there have been 18 reports by the veterans by the Inspector General of the VA detailing this problem since 2005. And it does show something of a disconnect. I can say, traveling around the country and talking to veterans, the information coming out of the VA about seeing patients within 14 days, that never squared with what we were hearing on the ground.
Oh, meaning that this is not news to people who have been dealing with the VA over the years.
It's not news, but that should also be noted that it's been going on for 10 years. So it's been going on for five or six VA secretaries. The question of whether Shinseki was the right person to try and fix the problem, well, that's now been settled by the president.
Okay, so Shinseki's resignation has been accepted. There was reference by the president to beginning the process of firing senior leaders at the Phoenix VA, which is where the scandal first erupted, where we first heard about it anyway. Performance bonuses for many people have been canceled. What does this mean now for the direction of Veterans Affairs?
Well, that's the question. There's an acting director will step in, Sloan Gibson. President Obama said he's going to start the search. It's going to be hard to find someone who wants to serve out the rest of President Obama's term, take on issues that other people haven't been able to crack in decades at the VA. And veterans, I would say, even though they were maybe turning against Eric Shinseki in popular opinion, they'll be wondering who's going to come in now and whether they'll be able to take on these problems.
Can I just mention briefly, this is a difficult thing for a Democratic president to do because Eric Shinseki as a general became a hero to many Democrats. He was a serving general who was perceived anyway as having lost his job because he spoke forthrightly about the pending cost of the Iraq War that was on the way at the time.
And many other things. But he was losing support among Democrats recently, including a former employee of his, Representative Tammy Duckworth, who's a wounded Iraq vet. And she actually came out just this morning saying that her old boss should step down.
Quil, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Quil Lawrence talking with us this morning after Eric Shinseki resigned as head of Veterans Affairs.